Dodger Stadium suite, the guy in the seat next to you. The challenge for a poet at the ball game is a triplicate predicament. He must not swoon over the greenness of the grass. He must not view every little lovely detail as a metaphor waiting to be transcribed for posterity. He must not recite rambling stories with no discernible point, except to subtly imply it was all somehow better back when he was a boy, when baseball was a mystery, not a business. Do not sit next to this man, gleefully noting the oral pastiche of cracks and whisses and pops, a parch percussion symphony trimmed in wood and cowhide. He will talk your ear off if you let him.